first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jane Meredith Doherty reflects on the holidays.
Last Columbus Day, I was waiting in line at Kohl's. Behind the checkout counter was the holiday display, Christmas music playing. It reminded me of days gone by when the now defunct Gottschalks would usher in Labor Day weekend with the top floor decked out, a la winter wonderland. Thanksgiving night last year, I tagged along with family to a Walmart. We arrived around 9:30 p.m. to see masses of people in lines snaking around the store perimeter. My niece had set her sights on a camera. We discovered that we would not actually be able to purchase the camera until midnight when the specials began. My brother-in-law later admitted that his daughter saved $10 on the much-coveted item. Back home, I queried a young sales clerk at Macy's about the Thanksgiving night shopping. She admitted that very few people had visited the store. I read in the papers how merchants were considering opening Christmas night as well. Really? When does it end, I wondered. I felt deep compassion for the employees, having to leave families, big meals, holiday revelry, to open the store. What if we, the consumers, didn't show up? Would the merchants get the message and leave well enough alone by opening the doors early the next day? Could we honor one or two days of the year as hands-off to commercialism? I find this notion intriguing and invite you, the listener, to consider it as well. After all, the holidays will be here before we know it.
Jane Meredith Doherty is a letter carrier and musician in Santa Cruz County. This program was produced by Matilda Rand.